Proclamation number 8671 of 12th of November, 1963. Wretchedness is the fault of free will alone. No being gets lost forever. But it can be separated from me for eternities, thus being an unhappy state without me. And you humans lack the understanding for the term, eternities. But once you will surely return to me. For I would not be a god of love, wisdom and power if I only wanted to leave one being to my adversary, whose lord I am and who is also a being that has emerged from me, which will likewise return to me. The idea of man, therefore, which is especially represented in the various ecclesiastical organizations, that a man is eternally condemned by me, is erroneous, because it contradicts my nature. You then imagine a god of vengeance, you measure with human yardstick, and you concede more power to my adversary, you regard him as an equal opponent of mine, who through his power can completely snatch the souls from me, while he himself is nevertheless also my creature, whom I, despite his greatest guilt, not destroy, but also lift him up from the depths to me one day. You therefore make a wrong idea for yourselves, and as long as you still do not recognize me right, you will also not show me the love, which I long for from you and which unites you again with me. Again and again I emphasize that all harm, all wretchedness, all pain and suffering of people and also of all creatures, must not be attributed to me myself. They must not be regarded as punishment on my part, but you yourselves prepare all these conditions for yourselves through your sinfulness. Be it the sins in earthly life or be it the original sin which burdens every person who does not allow himself to be redeemed through Jesus Christ. Everything that the creature has to endure in suffering and misery, every unhappiness, is its own fault. It has put itself into this state of suffering through its past or present guilt, and no being can make me responsible, who is love in my original being and only does everything or lets it happen what helps you again out of the state of misery, which you have created for yourselves. You yourselves therefore also determine the time of your wretchedness, for from me you can return to me at any time. You can change yourselves at any time so that you would be free of all wretchedness. But you can also prolong your state of suffering and therefore remain in it for eternities if this is your will. For it is up to you yourselves whom you choose as Lord, the one who makes you wretched or me, who would like to make you unspeakably happy with my love. But that you once certainly return to me, that is also based on my love, because love gives up nothing. Love does not rest until it is united with the object of its love. But my wisdom also recognizes on which way it reaches this return to me. My wisdom knows the right means, and my love applies them and will also once be able to record the right success. You men can now certainly make a difference between happiness and wretchedness, and you can step out of the state of wretchedness, but as long as your will, which is free, does not strive for this, you must also bear your lot. But you can also never say that I've imposed this lot upon you, because you alone prepare it for you, and you alone can also free yourselves from it. For as once divine creatures you possess the free will, which I leave to you. I only bound it for a certain time for your own benefit. That you became free from the adversary's fetters, and, because I helped you up again from the abyss so that you could now strive for and pursue the return to me again yourselves in free will, which is now to happen as a human being. But how you now use this opportunity is again up to you. But now you have the possibility to put an end to the time of wretchedness, which you can call eternities. You can now become free from the fetter of the adversary. You can now exchange the state of wretchedness with an immeasurably blissful state, but which will then no longer come to an end, which lasts forever. It is therefore you yourselves who are responsible for the fate which you endure. You yourselves created this for yourselves, and you can end it. What again your free will has to do that you strive towards the right aim, because only your will is necessary that you also receive the power for it, that you change your nature again to your original being and you then can also look back and see that you are separated from me for eternities, but now remain eternally intimately united with me. Amen.